dear. That wasn't very good now, was it, Miss Hollingshurst?
Sorry.
Well, let's try it again. No. Again, please. This time, get it right. No! Never in all my years of teaching have I heard such a vile note.
That was an excerpt from The Cruel Sea. Another of the books we recommend you to read, especially during the next half hour.
Meanwhile, for those who can't read, here is a sort of radio show which is beyond our ken. Among those taking part are Marshal of the Royal Air Force, Corporal Anthony Nebworth, Marie-Thérèse Hathaway, the Kyles of Bute Yodeling Goats, Garstairs Pimpernel, Miss Frances Pigeon.
Cool.
To continue, John Trowell, Agnes Kirk Trenchard, and of course Mr. Kenneth Horne, who prefers to remain anonymous. Ladies and gentlemen, Kenneth Horne.
Hello, good evening. Welcome to Beyond Our Ken, a show that really has listeners on the edge of their seats and has earned the title of radio's most uncomfortable half-hour. Well, now, as usual, I've had a busy week. On Monday, I decided to play golf, and I was in the changing room at the club putting on the first pair of socks I could find. Chap came up to me and said, "Congratulations." And I said, "What for?" And he said, "Hole in one." Wednesday, I was going to market raisin, but I found out there wasn't much of a market for raisins. So instead, I visited my aunt in East Finchley. As you go down Brisket Avenue, it's the 11th house. And when she first moved there, she didn't know what to call it. The Larches, Maurepoix, Cozy Cottage. And finally, she had a brainwave. She called it Number 11 Brisket Avenue. When I got there, she offered me tea and fairy cakes. And I suggested that they weren't real fairy cakes, but she insisted they were because she'd found them at the bottom of the garden. Anyhow, I really went down to my aunt's house because she's got 5 stories and 4 of them are filthy. However, on Friday, I was in a gay, carefree mood because I just decided where to spend my holiday this year. And at breakfast, naturally, I was rather full of it.
Granada, 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 Granada.
Morning, sir. Oh, Mr. Horne, put those spoons down. I must say you're very high-spirited today.
Well, yes, Prudence, I'm in a holiday mood, and for breakfast, I'd like a glass of sherry and some Spanish onions. You see, Prudence, I'm living it already.
So I can tell. But, sir, don't you ever get tired of Skegness?
Prudence, let me give you another clue. Now, the men wear funny hats, dress in red, and keep chasing the women.
You're not going to holiday camp.
Prudence, I'm going to Spain. Ah, Spain. What was it the brochure said now? A sun-kissed paradise where glamorous days and exotic nights bring every visitor his heart's desire.
Yes, sir, but is it bracing? You know, I mean, there's more to holiday than just enjoying yourself. Remember what your doctor said? He said you need lots of fresh air.
That wasn't the doctor, it was my barber.
And another thing, sir, supposing the weather's bad, what are you going to do then?
Well, I shall probably do a spot of flamenco with the señorita on her hacienda.
Oh, sir, don't you let the vicar hear you say that.
Oh, it's a fascinating country, Spain. And you know, Prudence, their most popular sport is bullfighting.
Oh, sir, isn't it revolting?
No, that's their second most popular sport. Well, I think I'd better go down this morning and see about a seat on the plane.
You're flying then, sir?
That's right. I thought I'd try one of the newer airline companies, FOAC.
FOAC?
Yes, Figley's Overseas Airways Company. I'll be back for lunch.
Good morning. FOAC at your service. Oh, hello, Mr. Horne. I'll be with you in a minute. This gentleman was first. Right. What can I do for you, sir?
Look here, I'm interested in a round-the-world trip. Can you help me?
Oh, yes. We specialize in flights of that nature. Here's one of our popular tours. Around the world with nothing on. Yes. Take off at 11. Or there's the routine 80-day trip for 360 quid.
All in?
You will be by the end of it. Now I'm going to give you the details. Now we kick off at our air terminal in East Finchley. We'll board the FOAC bus, and in a little less than 6 hours later, you're at the airport. And there, a gleaming giant awaits you.
A Viscount?
No, he's only a baronet, but he's a good lad. Yes, he takes your luggage. Matter of fact, it's all part of the service. Once you hand it in your baggage, you don't see it again. Ever. Yes. Still before long, you're winging your way across the world, and its first stop, Gatwick.
Gatwick?
Well, they have to refuel. And then, then, my boy, it's Nice. 10 minutes there for a cup of cocoa and a ginger biscuit. And next stop, Karachi. However, we pass swiftly on over mountain and river until we reach Bangkok. And there we spend 30 minutes.
Oh, I see. Bangkok's half iron.
Highly whimsical, yeah. Then it's on to Australia, stopping at Perth and Sydney.
Don't you ever touch Adelaide?
No. Hello, they missed one there. Ah, yes. Oh, well, shall I continue?
No, thank you. No, I've heard quite enough. I'll go by boat.
Well, as you wish, Sir Miles.
Bye.
Now then, who's next?
Well, I think I am.
Oh, of course, Mr. Orne. You thinking of leaving the country?
That's right, Figley, yes. As a matter of fact, I'm thinking of flying to Spain.
Well, you come to the right place. The motto of FOAC is, by day, anywhere in the world.
Well, only by day?
Oh, yes. We're not a fly-by-night firm, you know. And one thing you can depend on, FOAC only employs the most experienced balloonists.
Balloons?
You can scoff, Mr. Orne.
Oh,
yes, but I'll have you know, one of our balloons broke the sound barrier the other day.
Did it?
Yes. Flew out of our hands while we were blowing it up. Yes, it did. Flew right up. Well,
I think I'd prefer to go by plane.
Well, please yourself, but for Spain we do a very good copter service.
Copter service? Shouldn't that be helicopter?
And if you know what the BBC are
like. Oh, yeah. Now, look, just book me an ordinary seat on an ordinary plane in about 3 weeks' time.
Righto, first class or second class?
Well, what's the difference?
Well, first class is inside the plane.
Well, I'll take that then.
Oh, hold on. It looks as if we're all booked up on the Spanish flight.
Oh, dear. Oh,
wait a minute. Ah, you're lucky. There's been one cancellation for the 25th.
Well, I'll take that.
Good for you. Now, there's only one thing to remember. For up, you pull the stick back. And for down, the stick goes forward. See?
Well, now, just a minute. What on earth do you mean?
Oh, I forgot to tell you. It's the pilot who cancelled his seat.
You don't mean to say that I'm expected...
But don't be alarmed, Mr. Orne. One of our experienced air hostesses will be by your side. Hope you'd like to meet her.
Yes, I would.
Righto. Forward, miss.
You know, I've got a shrewd suspicion.
Hello, Ken.
I was right, and good heavens, it's Pat Lancaster. So, you're an air hostess this week, Pat.
Yes, I suppose it's because I'm always up in the air about something.
Well, so long as it's not because you're rather flighty. Now, fasten your seatbelt, Figley, and sing, Pat.
We all laughed at Christopher Columbus when he said the world was round. They all laughed when Edison recorded sound. They all laughed at Wilbur and his brother when they said that man could fly. They told Marconi wireless was a phony. It's the same old cry. They laughed at me wanting you. Said I was reaching for the moon. But oh, you came through. Now they'll have to change their tune. They all said we never could be happy. They laughed at us and how. But oh. Rockefeller Center, now they're fighting. fighting to get in. They all laughed at Whitney and his cotton gin. They all laughed at Fulton and his steamboat, Hershey and his chocolate bar. Ford and his Lizzie kept the laughers busy. That's how people are. They laughed at me wanting you, said it would be hello, goodbye. But oh, you came through. Now they're eating humble pie. They all said we'd never get together. Darling, let's take a bow. But ho, 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 who's got the last laugh? Hee, hee, hee. Who's got the last laugh? Ho, ho, who's got
Jolly nice, Pat.
Thank you. Oh, by the way, Ken, what are you doing here?
Well, I've been fixing up my holiday. I'm going to Spain.
Oh, how lovely.
Yes, I can hardly wait. I keep thinking about it all the time. In fact, as they say on any show just before the dream sequence, I can picture it all now.
Greetings, senor. Manuel welcomes you to Spain. Have an orange.
Oh, thank you. Very civil of you.
Did you have a good journey, senor?
Yes, thank you. We landed at Barcelona and I came the rest of the way by train.
Oh, then perhaps you saw many of our great bullfighters.
No, it was a non-toreador train.
Ah, senor. You must be rather tired.
No, it's that joke that's rather tired.
Well, then how about a drink? Come into the bar. Now, senor, you just try this drink. It is the bullfighter special.
Oh, well, cheers. Bullfighter special, whatever is it?
Beef extract. Ah, here comes Senor Pedro, one of our Spanish dancers.
Senor Pedro, that was jolly good.
Gracias, senor. Any requests?
Yes, just stamp out my cigarette, would you?
Certainly, senor.
Well, you might have waited till I took the cigarette out of my mouth.
Sorry, senor.
Senor Horn, Pedro is our finest Spanish dancer.
Oh, really? What about Antonio?
Our Antonio? Huh. Compared to me, he's a nothing. Him and his top of the happiness stamps. Just you watch this, senor. Olé! Olé! Olé!
Caramba! Where's Pedro gone?
I think he went through an ole in the floor.
Oh, come, senor. I want you to meet someone interesting. This is Contessa Carmelita.
Hello, senor. The pleasure is mine.
Ah, husky, senorita. Delighted to know you.
Gracias.
Tell me, do you dance as well?
As well as what, senor?
No. I mean, well, everybody in Spain seems to dance.
The senor is so gallant. Here, I give you this rose from my hair.
Oh, thank you. Tonight I shall put it in a glass of water beside my bed.
No, but senor, you are supposed to put it in your teeth.
Yes, that's where they'll be.
See you tomorrow at the Bull Ring.
Yes, righto, Carmelita. I say, Emmanuel, where is this pub called the Bull Ring?
Oh, senor, it's not a pub. It is a place where you have to fight the bull.
You mean like Aldershot?
No, senor. In Spain, when a lady gives you a rose, it means she expects you to show your prowess by fighting a bull.
But I've no idea what to do.
Ah, you are in luck. Look who has just come in. The bravest toreador in all Madrid. May I... Senor.
Yes?
May I present Don Tu?
Don Tu?
Yeah, that's right. I'm twice as good as Don Juan.
Well, Don Tu, I hear you got a bull today.
Yes, I was lucky, really. I was aiming for double top.
Well done.
Thank you very much.
No. Look, I need your help. Now, can you tell me something about bullfighting?
Of course I can. My most unusual experience was when the bull had me cornered once. I was pinned right up against the side of the arena, and just when I thought my last hour had come, the bull spoke to me.
Spoke to you?
Yeah, and you know what he said?
No, what?
He said, I'm not boring you, am I?
Adios.
Well, senor, tomorrow will be a great day. I shall send Pepito to help you.
Oh, won't you be there?
No, senor. I never go to see the bulls.
Why not?
They charge too much.
Well, senor, it is nearly a time. Senor, this is no time to play the castanets.
Those are my knees knocking.
Oh, well, good luck, senor. Off you go. Caramba, the bull has got senor Horn by the braces. He's twirling him round his head. Now he drops him to the ground and... Oh, he's sitting on him. Oh, senor Horn, senor Horn, are you all right?
It's all right, Pepito. I was born under Taurus the Bull.
Well, now the bull is getting up. He's gone right to the end of the arena. He turns and makes his final charge. Senor, your sword! It is on the ground!
Oh, so it is. I better just bend down and look. Oh!
Bonjour, monsieur. Welcome to France.
Well, I think I'll go to Scarborough this year. And if I do, I'm almost sure to run into my very good friends, the Fraser Hayes Four.
Why, shall she am a maiden fair, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. With laughing eyes and curling hair, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well, farewell, my fairy fay. Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see my Susiana singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Came to a river and I couldn't get across, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. And I jumped on an alligator, thought it was a horse, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Oh, a grasshopper sitting on a railroad track, chirp Polly Wally Doodle all the day. A pig in his teeth with a carpet tack, singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well, farewell my fairy fay. Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see my Susiana singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Barn upon my knees, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. I thought I heard a chicken sneeze, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. He sneezed so hard with the whooping cough, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. He sneezed his head and his tail right off, sing Polly Wally Doodle all the day. Fare thee well, fare thee well, farewell my fairy fay. Oh, I'm off to Louisiana for to see my Susiana singing Polly Wally Doodle all the day.
And so to the Kenneth Horn documentary feature, Hornorama. Yes, once again, Kenneth Horn and his team of investigators bring you a factual report on topics of immediate interest. And tonight, we take a second look at Britain.
Nobody believed the first. Well, now, after intensive research, we have discovered that the British are made up of several races.
The best of these being the Derby and the Gold Cup.
Yes, unlike the Scandinavians, for instance, who come from one stock only, the British are not a pure breed, as any Sunday newspaper will bear witness. The Scots, on the other hand, come from one strain.
This strain can clearly be seen on their faces when paying out money.
And then there's the Irish.
Sure, a little bit of heaven fell from out the sky one day.
When it landed, all the Irish went to live there. And to this day, it's known as Liverpool.
And finally, the Welsh. Now, there are roughly 5 million Welshmen, 2 million actually living in Wales, and 3 million outside singing about it. And there you have the union of people who go to make up the British. Yes, the British, a race of free men, as we shall now prove. Now, you, sir, are you a free man?
Yes.
And what are you?
An escaped convict.
Now, what of food? It's often been said that the British don't take an interest in their meals. Is this true? Let's speak to a gourmet.
Greetings, food lovers everywhere.
Now, sir, I believe you're something of an expert.
Yes, that's right. Connoisseur, you might say.
I certainly can't.
Well, I understand. Now, would you care to describe in more detail one of your typical daily meals?
With pleasure. Well, of course, I always start with brown Windsor soup. Then a spot of fish, sometimes sole, and sometimes steamed plaice with parsley sauce. For the main course, I usually choose stewed steak onions, carrots, sprouts, and chips. For sweet, I like stewed prunes and custard, followed by a nice piece of stewed cheese. And I wash it all down with a glass of Sauterne.
Yes, well, it sounds delicious, yes. You mean to say you have a meal like that every day?
Oh, yes. I do enjoy a good breakfast.
Well, now, let's have a brief glimpse at the activities of the British in various fields.
Oh, stop it, George. The farmer's coming.
Thank you. For example, industry. One of Britain's key industries is coal, and here we'd like to pay tribute to those heroes of the coalface, the miners.
Hello, Rodney.
Hello, Charles. Hold on, I must just finish this. There.
Absolutely perfect. You're the best coal cutter we've got.
I really think so. I wish the others did. They're always giving me black looks.
Oh. Just imagining it. Well, Rodders, what do you think of my new trousers?
Oh, it's super. That is the right colour for you. Walnut brown.
Yes. I call them my nutty slacks. No!
From Britain at Work to Britain at Play.
George, I told you once, the farmer's coming.
Thank you again. Now, how does the Britisher like to spend his leisure hours? Well, his natural love of the countryside, it's no wonder that almost any weekend, the family who live in the centre of London like to get away from the smoke and dirt into the fresh green countryside.
Oh, every city, where shall we go today?
I know, Ambrose. Let's go to the Surrey Woods.
Oh, don't be dull, Felicity. We're getting a bit past that sort of thing.
No, Ambrose. I mean a picnic.
Oh, yes, a good idea. You pack a hamper and I'll get the car out. Surrey Woods, here we come. Oh, dear, this traffic gets worse every weekend.
I know, dear. Ambrose, do you realize
We've been on the road now for 6 hours, and I'm getting hungry.
All right, darling, we'll stop and have a bit of lunch here.
Oh, look, look, Ambrose, there's a nice open space over there.
Oh, yes,
that'll
all right.
Do.
All right, but Felicity...
Yes, Ambrose?
You think they'll mind us having a picnic in Trafalgar Square?
Yes, all the time Britain is making progress, particularly in the sphere of aeronautics, and one of our most important projects, of course, is the guided missile, the latest of which is still a closely guarded secret, the details being known only by the Air Ministry and the Russian Embassy. However, we've been granted special privileges, and we're able to send our own commentator, Cecil Snaith, to the rocket launching site.
Well, listeners, as you can imagine, life here on a rocket site has its many ups and downs. But there are high hopes for the success of this latest project, guided missile number 7452. I had a word with the Supreme Controller, or as he's better known here, the Supreme Optimist, and he feels that there's a 100% chance of pulling it off. They've actually allowed me to stand on the launching ramp so that I may describe the rocket to you. It's something like 150 feet high, made in three sections, powered by solid fuel, and capable of 15 miles a second. I must say, it's the most impressive piece of engineering. And I do sincerely hope that the project will put Britain into the forefront. And this is Cecil Smith in orbit, returning you to the studio.
This is Kenneth Horne saying goodbye for now and leaving you with this thought. Does a corset manufacturer live off the fat of the land? Good night.
You have either been listening to or have just missed Beyond Our Ken, a sort of recorded radio show which gave employment to Kenneth Horne and also to Kenneth Williams, Hugh Paddock, Betty Marsden, Bill Pertwee, Patricia Lancaster, the Fraser Hayes Four, and the BBC Variety Orchestra conducted by Paul Fennelly. The script, believe it or not, was written, and letters of complaint should be sent to Eric Merriman and Barry Took. However, the onus must inevitably fall on our producer, Jakes Brown.